The topic of marijuana is lighting up the Prince Rupert Council. Last night, Mayor, Council, and city staff discussed the future of marijuana in the city. Lee Brain is the mayor of Prince Rupert, and he joins us this morning with more. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
What do you think about the idea of marijuana being sold commercially in Prince Rupert?
Well, we know that the federal government is planning on legalizing marijuana this year. A draft recommendation was provided to them by the committee that they struck. And so what our staff is recommending in the discussion we had last night with council was that what we'll end up probably doing, which we haven't fully passed yet, but we'll be asking the public for input on this, but we're going to have a temporary zoning amendment where we're going to essentially ban all commercial operations from Prince Rupert until January 1st, 2018.
Let me interrupt you there, because there is the medicinal marijuana, the Cannabis Resource Center, that wants to open a marijuana clinic right here in Prince Rupert. Last we heard, fairly immediately. What are your thoughts on this proposal, and how will this possible ban affect that?
Well, I believe that any medical marijuana operations are not affected. However, I'm not exactly off the top of my head sure if that applies to them or not. And even if it does, that's okay, because what this allows us to do is gives us the opportunity to first find out what the regulations are going to be federally. It's difficult for us to make rules right now, because at the moment we have no rules in terms of where these are allowed to go, what are the frameworks around, are they allowed to be around schools. We don't have any business licensing rules either. And so this gives us the opportunity to take our time, research what other communities are doing, figure out what the rules are going to be federally, and once it becomes legalized, then we'll be able to make rules around that and be able to apply that.
There are already medical marijuana dispensaries. You're not sure if this ban would stop that, but do you feel like the city might lose out on potential revenue by putting in a ban for until January 1st, 2018?
Absolutely not. I think right now where it's at is if it becomes legal in Canada recreationally for marijuana use, then this is a forever situation. What's important for us is to make sure if we do this, we're going to do it right once. A perfect example is like when Colorado legalized marijuana, everyone was very excited. It happened, and then there was an unintended consequence where all of a sudden a new industry emerged around edibles, around marijuana, and people eating it and making good baked goods and those types of things, and they had no regulations around that. And so what we want to do is make sure that if we do put rules in place, that they're first of all legal, and second of all, they're based on the framework that the Canadian government sets out, so that it all works in accordance with each other. And we don't see the harm of waiting, I guess you could say, because the issue is right now, if you have, like right now in Vancouver with dispensaries and things like that, they aren't technically legal, so the Vancouver City Council has been charging people $30,000 for a business license and trying to piece this thing together on the fly when technically they're not necessarily legal entities. And rather than going down that road, we'd just like to give ourselves some time, make sure everything, all the rules are in place. And so it's just a temporary solution. It's wise. It's an interim measure. And once we have the rules in place, then everyone will be able to freely move on. The issue is ultimately, Carolina, is that if people set up a shop now, where there's no real rules, and then it becomes legal, they have the risk of being grandfathered in into this new kind of federal framework, and we don't have any control over where these are allowed to go, and I'm certain that people in our community aren't going to want these popping up all over the place. We want to make sure the rules are correct.
So you mentioned that this may go before the public. What specifically are you going to be asking the public for feedback on?
So there's two approaches here. First is we're having a public hearing on Monday, January 23rd, around this bylaw in particular, so the one-year temporary kind of commercial operation ban. And just to clarify, too, that this doesn't mean that people who use medical marijuana or grow medical marijuana with a license at this moment in Rupert, they're still allowed to continue to do so, because that's technically legal in Canada. It's more commercial operations. So we're asking people to come to a public hearing to comment on that. And then once that happens, depending on how council chooses to move from that feedback, later on, once the federal government, which we're anticipating in the spring, are going to legalize marijuana, then we will come up with a new framework. And from that framework and city or municipal framework, we're then going to take that to the public and allow them to comment on how we want to regulate this in town and have people get their buy-in for that. And then from there, most likely would adopt some sort of long-term strategy for marijuana regulation in Prince Rupert.
And when it comes to Terry Roycroft's plan for the medicinal cannabis marijuana clinic, is that then shelved until 2018?
Well, I'm actually not sure on the top of my head if that affects that or not, because if it's a medical situation. However, I believe that if it is a commercial operation, I do believe that will fall under this. And for us, that's fine. We'd like to make sure that everything is in place first before people start setting up shop, because it could be that person and then maybe 10 others all of a sudden come out of the woodworks before legalization trying to get ahead of this thing. And we don't want people getting ahead of the rules before we're ready to be prepared for those with our rules. And we want to make sure that it is actually legal in Canada for people to do that.
All right. So a public meeting on January 23rd regarding this temporary ban. Lee Brain, thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you very much for your time today.
Lee Brain is mayor of Prince Rupert. And as you heard him say there, a decision on the way to put in a temporary ban on commercial medicinal, or rather I should say commercial marijuana sales here in Prince Rupert until January 1st, 2018. That decision will go before the public on January 23rd.